I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3D Double FL. This is season number 4, and we are here with episode number 3, the recap episode of week number 3, where we will recap all things happening in season number 4 for the 3D Double FL week number 3. What did I miss? Hey, shout out to Drake. Shout out to Drizzy Drake. We're jamming here in the studio, guys. Before we got started, before we got on the show, on the episode, welcome to another episode. Everybody that is here with us, everybody that is, you know, tuning in once again, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are here with another one. I am DIG, the D to the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. And of course, you know, welcome back. Like I said, it's a good week. It's a better week than what you would probably expect from me, considering the results of week number 3. But hey, you know, life is good. Things are starting to look kind of a little bit different than what they have looked in the last few months or since the beginning of 2025. But we're in a good space today. We're in a good headspace today. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to episode number 3 of the 3D Double FL season number 4 podcast, guys. Before we get started with anything, as usual, feel free to follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast on Spotify. Feel free to follow the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast page on Facebook. Feel free to follow the your host, DIG, on Spotify as well, at DIG. Welcome back to the show, guys. As I said, we're going to cover the week 3 matchups, cover the results for week number 3. We're going to cover the standings as they currently sit. We are going to cover the power rankings, and then, you know, we will get into some football this weekend, starting with Thursday night football, and, you know, have a good rest of the weekend for everybody that is listening. But welcome back to the show for the third time. Welcome into the show, you know, officially, and 6 matchups to cover. 6 matchups to cover, starting with the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, the 3D Double FL platform, taking on Lights, Camera, Jackson, Tony Romo, who is absolutely decimating his way to 3-0 with another victory, 152.72-97. Guys, don't ask me what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't care to try to figure out what happened, but you know what? We're forced to try to figure out what happened here on the show live. So give me 1 second before we continue. All right. So as I said, we are going to try to figure out exactly what happened live on the show. And, you know, you guys can figure it out with me, because seriously and honestly, I haven't opened the fantasy football app since. So I didn't even bother to check. Something about this week leading into this week gave me a real ugly feeling fantasy football wise. I didn't even bother to try to figure out what was going on, because it would have just put me in a bad mood. But we are back on the show, and as I said, top performers for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast falling to 1-2 are Tyreek Hill, 15.9 points, Justin Herbert, 14.6 points, and top performers for Lights, Camera, Jackson, 32.8 points for Jonathan Taylor and 27 points for Mr. Lamar Jackson, with a 14.6 was the top performer. We don't have any other players in our starting lineup with more than 15, but we did have Cam Scadabo on the bench with 24.1 points. Jake Ferguson on the bench as well with 21.2. And that is what happens, guys, unfortunately, when you start Travis Kelce in your tight end position. Still running the two tight end system, the deuce tight end system. And Travis Kelce giving me 6.6. and the rookie standout Tyler Warren giving me 6.8. You know, before the start of the week, I replaced Jake Ferguson with Tyler Warren. Actually, no, I didn't have the guts to put Jake Ferguson into my starting lineup, so I didn't. Two good weeks back to back. Last week he had about, well, 2 weeks ago he had 12.9. This week he had 21.2 with CeeDee Lamb going down. CeeDee Lamb getting injured, I might just consider putting him in my starting lineup for the foreseeable future. Derrick Henry giving me 10 points. You know, Breece Hall with another letdown, 9.2 points. And, you know, that is what happens, or at least that is what happened. You know, with my roster only accumulating 97 points, that's rough. I'm going to laugh my way through it. I'm not going to, you know, allow the emotions and the whirlwind, the roller coaster to, you know, take me down and beat me down. There is always next week. There is always this weekend to come back and tie up our record at 2-2. And we will figure out who our matchups for week number 4 is. But before we do that, 27 points from Lamar Jackson, 288 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had 35 rushing yards, attributed 3.5 on the ground. But Justin Herbert with 300, a touchdown and an interception, and Tyreek Hill with 5 catches, 49 yards and a touchdown. That is my roster. And lights, camera, Jackson, Lamar Jackson, as we said, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 35 yards on the ground. Devin Achan with 16.1, 62 yards on the ground, 29 yards through the air, and 7 catches. Jonathan Taylor with a gigantic 102 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had 3 catches for 16 yards to go along with that. Keenan Allen, 19.5, 7 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And he had TJ Hawkinson, 5 for 49, and a touchdown as well, 15.9. And then his defense with a big 16.5-point game. The Buccaneers' defense against the New York Jets with a touchdown, an interception, a fumble recovery, and 27 points allowed. A little shout-out to Cameron Dicker, 12 points as well from his kicker. And he also had Drake May with 19.2 on the bench, Rashad Bateman with 17.3, and George Pickens with 17.8. So guys, look out for lights, camera, Jackson. That is a solid lineup, a stacked lineup, and I don't anticipate that's going to be the last we hear of lights, camera, Jackson having, if not the best performance on the weekend, one of the best performances on the weekend. Matchup number 2, we have Run CMC taking the victory over the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, 107.28 to 75.66 for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor. Top performers for Run CMC, we had Christian McCaffrey continuing his bounce back year with 24 points, and Trey McBride with 15.3. And then we had top performances from the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, Davante Adams with 14.6, and Kyler Murray with 14.06. Run CMC had Christian McCaffrey with 52 yards on the ground, 10 catches, guys, and 88 reception yards. That is a huge, huge game from Christian McCaffrey through the air. That is a wide receiver type of numbers. That is a wide receiver one type of target numbers with 10 catches, 88 yards, and 52 rushing yards. That's only 5.2 points, but he had 18.8 points through the air. So Christian McCaffrey continuing a great bounce back season, averaging 23.3 fantasy football points, and he is currently sitting at position ranked number 2 on the season with 23.2 points in week 1, guys, 22.7 and 24 points in week 3. Christian McCaffrey is doing exactly what people thought he was going to do. 15 targets in week 1, 7 targets in week 2, and 10 targets in week 3, and a reception touchdown in week 2 as well. I would arguably say Christian McCaffrey is superseding any type of expectations that anybody might have had for a healthy Christian McCaffrey coming into the fantasy football season. Shout out to Michael McMahon, Run CMC, for, you know, having the faith and courage and confidence in Christian McCaffrey. And it is paying off at the moment with three big 20-point performances and three big 8-plus target eight-plus catch performances through the air for Christian McCaffrey. Big game, big game, big game. Trey McBride with 15.3, 5 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown as well for Run CMC. And then he had Quinshon Judkins on the bench with 16.5. He had 28 carry. Oh, I'm sorry, that's on the year. Two good games back to back for Quinshon Judkins. 10.1 last week in week number 2, 16.5 in week number 3. 10 attempts for 61 in week number 2, and 18 attempts for 94 yards and a touchdown in week number 3. Receiving wise, didn't do too much. Two targets, one catch in week number 3. Three targets, three catches for 10 yards in week number 3. But maybe a little sleeper down there on the bench for Run CMC. But congratulations to him for the win. Top performances by Kyler Murray, 159 yards and a touchdown. And he also had 37 rushing yards to go along with that for 14.06 points. And he had 14.6 from Devontae Adams with 3 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Michael Pittman Jr. on the bench with 19.3, 6 catches, 73 yards, and a touchdown for Terrence Pryor as well, the chosen one. But unfortunately, even putting Michael Pittman into the lineup for the chosen one, Terrence Pryor, would not have got him the victory. But unfortunate play from Deebo Samuels in the flex with 4.9. I know I started him in one of my leagues, and he let me down. You know, I ended up pulling somebody placing him in there after a couple good weeks on the fantasy football season with 22.6 in week 1 and 17.4 in week 2. Coming up with only 4.9 in week 3 for Deebo Samuels and costing arguably a lot of people probably a victory in week number 3. But, you know, that's how it goes when it comes to fantasy football. Matchup number 3, guys, we got Florida Man GP dropping another one and watching Bo Nix sucks Kevin Kloss take the victory for his first win on the season, 105.68 to 96.32. Top performances for Florida Man GP, we had Nico Collins with 22.4 and Kenneth Walker with 18 points. And top performers for Bo Nix sucks, we had Cortland Sutton with 23.8 and Jake Myers with 17 points from the kicker position. We also had top performances for Bo Nix sucks by Rome Odunze with a 15.2 outing, 3 catches, 62 yards, and a touchdown. With a 3.78 point output from Michael Penix Jr. at the quarterback position, Bo Nix sucks still managed to come away with the victory. Not much to talk about when it comes to this lineup. 9.5 from Saquon Barkley, 7.7 from Travion Henderson, 8.1 from Ladd McConkey. Cortland Sutton and Jake Myers doing it almost all by themselves. Cortland Sutton with 6 catches, 118 yards, and a touchdown for 23.8 points. Bo Nix sucks. Kevin Kloss also had 23 points on the bench from A.J. Brown with his first breakout game on the season. 6 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown. And he ended up benching Bo Nix with 13.42. on the bench with 153 and a touchdown as well. Top performers for Florida Man GP, Nico Collins, 8 catches, 104 yards, and a touchdown for 22.4. Chris Olave with 15.7, 10 catches, 57 yards. Kenneth Walker, 38 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had 1 catch for 12 yards. And Daniel Jones with 15.8, 228 yards and 1 touchdown. That's actually surprising when you look at the amount of 15-plus point games outings for on Florida Man GP's roster. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. And then looking at the amount on Bo Nix Sucks with 1, 2 of them, 3 of them, for Bo Nix to pull it out and end up getting that victory, that's probably not what you expected. Devontae Smith on the bench for Florida Man GP with 20 points. Had he started Devonta Smith in any one of those positions, maybe in the flex position for Dyami Brown, we might be talking about a very different outcome here in week number 3, matchup number 3, for Florida Man GP and Bo Nix Sucks Kevin Kloss. But that was matchup number 3, guys. We got matchup number 4. Who Wants to Smoke and Prison Mike Squad, Mike Ortiz, the matchup that I know everybody was waiting for after the episode from last week with Mike Ortiz, where he graced us with his appearance and his company on the podcast. Unfortunately, though, Dylan Turpin, the reigning defending champion, continuing to steamroll over the competition into a 3-0 spot with 3 straight wins, 149.06 to 115.32 for Prison Mike Squad, Mike Ortiz. The top performers for Who Wants to Smoke, Mark Andrews, 27.1 points, and Puka Nacua with 22.8. And top performers for Prison Mike Squad, Mike Ortiz, Josh Allen with 23.02, and Ricky Pearsall with 19.7. Let's look into these lineups and see who else we had that had some top performances. For Who Wants to Smoke, we had Amon-Ra St. Brown with 20.7, 7 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Puka Nacua ended up coming up with 11 catches and 112 yards. And Mark Andrews with 6 catches, 91 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He also had a huge game from Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the flex with 20.6, 5 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. His defense also coming through and with the massive outing. This was actually a battle for both of these defenses with 17 points for the Seahawks defense for Who Wants to Smoke and 16 points for Prison Mike Squad, the Colts defense, putting up a good outing for him as well. On Who Wants to Smoke's bench, didn't have anybody he would have played over anybody that did play. It looks like he made all the right selections when it came to who he was going to start. Nobody over 15 points. Prison Mike Squad as well. Prison Mike Squad had Josh Allen with 213 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also had 25 rush yards on the ground. And 19.7, 8 catches, 117 yards for Ricky Pearsall. So this one was just, it was pretty lopsided. It was pretty unanimous what happened. And it doesn't look like there was any way, anything that Prison Mike Squad Mike Ortiz could have done to overcome this barrage of points from Who Wants to Smoke Dylan Turpin. Unfortunately for our very good friend, dear friend Mike Ortiz and Dylan Turpin, congratulations. Also our good friend on the podcast, Who Wants to Smoke, coming up with the victory, 149.06 to 115.32. Who Wants to Smoke continuing his winning ways with another victory, 3-0. Prison Mike Squad falling to 1-2 with 2 losses in a row. Matchup number 5, guys, we have G-Unit, formerly known as the Gus Empire, falling to Michael's Magnificent Team. Michael Fee with the absolute biggest performance, highest scoring lineup on the week with 183.4 points, guys. I cannot wait to see what this lineup looks like because on ESPN, you don't get 180-point victories. You don't get 180 points on any lineup that I've ever seen when it comes to ESPN as compared to something like, you know, Sleeper or Yahoo. So let's get into this matchup and see exactly what happened. Top performances for G-Unit with 96.22 on the week. He had 29.4 points from David Montgomery with 151 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also had 1 catch for 13 yards to go along with that. And that is about all. 17.6 on the bench for Dalton Kincaid. 5 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. Let's get into Dalton Kincaid real quick. Position ranked number 6 on the year. With four targets, 6 targets, and 6 targets respectively over the last 3 weeks. 4 catches, and 5 catches for 14.8, 7.7, and 17.6. And two touchdowns in 3 weeks. It looks like Josh Allen and Dalton Kincaid are finally starting to connect and find that chemistry between each other that Josh Allen so eloquently had with Dawson Knox last year in Dalton Kincaid's rookie season. Zach Ertz not giving us the games that he was giving us in the first 3 weeks, but 6.8 from the tight end position, 3 catches for 38 yards. And again, not a lot to speak of when it comes to the lineup for G-Unit. Justin Jefferson with 5 catches, 75 yards for 12.5, and Jordan Love scoring 11.12. Just not a very glamorous outing by G-Unit by any means, dropping to 0-3. Now let's get into this absolute masterpiece by Michael's magnificent team. 29.04 points for Jalen Hurts, 226 yards and 4 total touchdowns. He had 1 touchdown on the ground, 3 through the air, and he also had 40 rushing yards to go along with that, and a fumble lost. Jahmyr Gibbs with 26.9, 67 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. He also had 5 catches for 32 yards. Kyren Williams, 19.2, 94 yards and a reception touchdown. He also had to go with that 2 catches for 18 yards and a receiving touchdown. Garrett Wilson with 24.4 points, 10 catches, 84 yards and a touchdown. Chase McLaughlin, 20 points, 5 for 6 for field goals, 2 for 2 for extra points. And the most outstanding performance on the lineup for Michael's magnificent team, the Vikings defense, no less, 34.5 points, guys, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries, and only 10 points allowed for the Vikings defense and special teams. Also, to go along with that masterclass of a lineup, Michael's magnificent team also had Jordan Mason on the bench with 116 yards and 2 touchdowns, 23.6 points. J.K. Dobbins with 15.3, 83 yards and a touchdown. And Caleb Williams with 29 points, 298 yards for 4 touchdowns. So what a well-put-together lineup, and obviously what it's looking like, what a well-put-together team for Michael's magnificent team. Michael Fee moving his way up to 2-1 with a 183.44 trouncing of G-Unit, formerly known as the Gus Empire, 96.22 points. And the final matchup, guys, that we're going to talk about, the main character, Jamal Gray, taking the W over Justin Scary Team, 91.04 to 84.72. Top performers for the main character, Jamal Gray: James Cook, 20.8 points. Jalen Waddle, 14.9 points. and top performers for Justin Scary's team, 24.9 points for Omarion Hampton and 17.72 points for Baker Mayfield. Now let's open up this lineup, this matchup, and see exactly what happened. Baker Mayfield with 233 yards and a touchdown through the air. He also had 44 rushing yards to go along with that. Omarion Hampton, 70 yards and a touchdown with 6 catches for 59 yards through the air, 24.9 points. And it looks like that was about all that was going on for Justin Scary's team. Nick Chubb only putting up 7 points in the RB2. Malik Nabers with a 2-catch, 13-yard game from wide receiver 1. Just nothing left to talk about. Hunter Henry with a big 29-point game, 8 catches, 90 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the bench for Justin Scary's team. That would have swung things completely for Justin Scary's team, and we would have been looking at a complete different, as I usually say, a complete different outcome here in matchup number 6 for week number 3 between the main character Jamal Gray and Justin Scary's team. Top performers for the main character, as we said, 108 yards and a touchdown for James Cook with 3 catches and 10 yards to go along with it, 20.8 points. A goose egg from C.D. Lamb and still coming out with the victory is impressive. 14.9 points from Jaylen Waddle in the flex, 5 catches, 39 yards, and a touchdown. And a little shout out to Mike Evans for a 4 catch, 33 yards, and touchdown contribution for 13.3 points to contribute to the victory for the main character Jamal Gray. So expected to win was Justin Scary's team, 124.05 to 106.74 for the main character Jamal Gray, and the main character Jamal Gray overcoming and proving everybody wrong when it comes to predictions from the and projections from the ESPN app. As we know, the ESPN app is not always correct when it comes to their projections and their predictions. But that was the Signs in Sports podcast taking the loss to Lights, Camera, Jackson. 152.72 to 97. Run CMC taking a victory over the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 107.28 to 75.66. Florida Man GP falling to Bo Nix Sucks, 105.68 to 96.32. Who Wants to Smoke continuing his winning ways over Prison Mike Squad, 149.06 to 115.32. G-Unit falling to the magnificent effort by Michael Fee and his magnificent team, 183.44 to 96.22. And then, of course, game of the week, the main character, Jamal Gray, 91.04, taking down Justin Scary's team, 84.72. Those are the 6 matchups that occurred, guys, in week number 3. Those are the results for week number 3. The week number 4 matchups that we can expect to see, that we can expect to have a look at in week number 4 are Bo Nix Sucks and Prison Mike Squad in what should be an entertaining matchup nonetheless. Maybe we'll get them on the podcast next week both at the same time and have them come and talk about their matchup individually. I think that would be a good idea. Justin Scary's team taking on G-Unit. The main character taking on Lights, Camera, Jackson. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Who Wants to Smoke. Florida Man GP taking on Run CMC. And then, of course, Michael's magnificent team taking on the Signs in Sports podcast. And boy, oh boy, do I not feel great about that. But if we can come away with the victory, it might be our year, guys. Let me tell you that right now. But no, that's going to be a force to overcome when it comes to the opponent that I would have last wanted to see this week after the outing that he put up this past week. I would not have wanted to see the magnificent team and their 183-point dominance going into week four, coming off of that victory. But as you know, guys, anything can happen when it comes to fantasy football. So expected top performers for Michael's magnificent team, Jalen Hurts and Kyren Williams. For the 3DFFL, Justin Herbert and Derrick Henry. Expected top performers for Florida Man GP, Daniel Jones and Ashton Jeanty. For Run CMC, Jared Goff and Christian McCaffrey. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, taking on Who Wants to Smoke, with expected top performers being Kyler Murray for the chosen one, and DeAndre Swift and Patrick Mahomes and Alvin Kamara for Who Wants to Smoke. For Bo Nix Sucks, top performers expected and projected to be Bo Nix and Saquon Barkley. And for Prison Mike Squad, Josh Allen and Bijan Robinson. Justin Scary Team taking on G-Unit, the Gus Empire. Top performers for Justin Scary Team expected to be Baker Mayfield and Josh Jacobs. And top performers for G-Unit expected and projected to be Jordan Love and David Montgomery. And then, of course, the main character, Jamal Gray, taking on Lights, Camera, Jackson. Expected and projected top performers for the main character, Jamal Gray, Dak Prescott, and Chase Brown. And expected and projected top performers for Lights, Camera, Jackson, none other than Lamar Jackson and Devin Achane. So those are the week four matchups we can expect to see next week, guys. It is still early in the season. It's not over by any means, but it kind of looks like teams are starting to shape up and starting to shape out, and we can almost certainly see who likely two of the better teams are in the league this year between Lights, Camera, Jackson and Who Wants to Smoke. So, and then of course Michael's magnificent team making a run at it as well, but Who Wants to Smoke 3-0, Lights, Camera, Jackson 3-0, and you know, there's not a lot that you can say about that when it comes down to it. So the standings as they currently sit. Zone 3. Who Wants to Smoke sitting alone at the top of the division at 3-0. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, sitting in second, tied with Run CMC at 2-1. Prison Mike Squad sitting in fourth, tied with Bo Nix Sucks at 1-2. And Florida Man GP 0-3, sitting all by himself in the sixth seed for Zone 3. I hate saying Kevin Kloss is name because I do not think Bo Nix Sucks. So every time I say that, it just hurts me. But I can understand the emotions that run through a fantasy football manager when it comes to drafting somebody, them not doing what they're supposed to, and it hurting your feelings. So I understand your emotions, Kevin. I understand how things go. I understand how you feel. So nonetheless, Bo Nix Sucks is the team name that he decided to go with. In Zone D, we have sitting alone at number one at 3-0, Lights, Camera, Jackson. In second place, tied with the main character Jamal Gray, we have Michael's magnificent team 2-1. In the fourth seed, we have a two-way tie, the 3DFFL and Justin Scary Team at 1-2. And G Unit, formerly known as the Gus Empire, 0-3, sitting alone in the sixth seed. So now that we're starting to see more or less what these standings are starting to look like, they're starting to separate themselves a little bit. I'm not liking where I'm sitting. The 3DFFL in the fourth seed. You can kind of see where the better teams are, where the teams that are not as good are, and where the teams that are kind of sitting there fluctuating in the middle. But I'm not happy with my team's performances yet. I'm not happy at all with how things are going, and unfortunately, we need to make some changes and make things turn around, or at least focus a little bit more on our picks and on matchups and on you know, whose defense is playing against who and who's playing against what defense, and make those adjustments as we go. But for the most part, I'm not very excited about where we are after 3 weeks. Maybe after week four, we'll be sitting a little prettier. If we do take down Michael's magnificent team, we will be looking at a number two seed. So we will keep our eyes on that and see just exactly what happens. Fantasy trends, guys, the power rankings, and the final segment of the podcast of the third episode of the 3DFFL season number four. We have trending up Who Wants to Smoke, trending up five spots from number six to number one. We have Run CMC trending up five spots as well from number nine to number four. And we have the Signs in Sports podcast, the 3DFFL, trending up three spots from number 12 to number 9. And then, of course, trending down this year, this week, we have Prison Mike Squad trending, continuing his slide from number 1, trending down six from number 1 to number 7. We got G-Unit, formerly known as the Gus Empire, trending down four spots from number 8 to number 12. And then Justin Scary Team trending down three spots from number 5 to number 8. And the way the power rankings currently sit, we have Who Wants to Smoke sitting in first place. We have Lights, Camera, Jackson sitting in second place. Michael's Magnificent Team sitting in third. Run CMC in fourth. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, in fifth. The main character, Jamal Gray, in the sixth seed. Prison Mike Squad in the seventh seed. Justin Scary Team in the eighth seed. The Signs and Sports Podcast in the ninth seed. Bo Nick Sucks in the 10th seed. Florida Man GP in the 11th seed. And then G-Unit, formerly known as the Gus Empire, sitting in the 12th seed. That is how the power rankings currently look. Draft day expectations versus the current rankings. But that's about what our league is looking like, guys. And I again, there's a lot of fantasy football left to play. There's a lot of fantasy football still left to be had. But for those of you in the bottom half of the league, I feel your pain, because I'm not happy at all at the way things are going. But before we do wrap up the show, guys, how do you guys feel? Those of you who are listening, go ahead and, you know, answer this question for me in the group chat, whether it's your league group chat or the community group chat, preferably the community group chat. How do you guys feel about doing, like, trading card giveaways on the show, and then possibly doing, like, you know, raffles or something of that nature for some of the more higher prestige, I guess, or like higher valued, like graded cards. We could just give away, you know, kind of common trading cards on the show. You know, we could figure out kind of a fun way to go about that. Maybe highest scoring team, maybe, you know, whatever the case may be, we could figure out a way to kind of go about that. And, you know, the graded cards that are a little bit more value, you know, if there's a few people that are interested in the same card, you know, I do have I believe it's a 9 or a 9.5 graded JJ McCarthy. I have a 8.5 graded Micah Parsons, you know, things of that nature. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about doing giveaways and raffles? You guys let us know if you get to this point in the podcast. If you're hearing us out and you made it this far, let us know what you think. And if that's something that you guys would want to do, we could always do that either in the community group chat, or we could do it in the Discord, where there's a lot more people who are involved. You guys let us know, and you guys let us know what you think about that. And, you know, we got a box full of trading cards that, you know, we're just ready and willing to raffle off and to give away. And, you know, that'll be something that I think will be kind of fun for us. That'll be another kind of wrinkle that we throw into the platform. And, you know, it'll be fun to kind of, share in another hobby that we probably all share together. So I know that we've had a few guys or a couple guys on the podcast that did express their interest in the trading card market. So if that's something you guys would like to do, you guys feel free to let me know. And I think that'll be a fun little wrinkle that we could add to the platform. But nonetheless, that was episode number 3, guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is the 3DFFL season number 4. I, as you all know, am DIG, the D to the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy football. Enjoy the fantasy football season. Thank you for joining us, and we will catch you guys on the next one. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat, you need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE. Hashtag that. True. The Realest Underground Entertainment. Your source for local music. Your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE. The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rylo. Tone G. Merculation. D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.